You're now listening to the English news of Gangneung Radio and Television Station. The General Department of Preventive Medicine on January 8 issued a statement regarding the HMPV situation in China. The WHO recommends that member countries maintain surveillance of respiratory pathogens. Chinese health authorities have confirmed that the current surge in HMPV cases has not overwhelmed the health system. Hospital utilization rates are lower than last year, and no emergency declarations have been issued. The Ministry of Health in Vietnam will closely monitor the global HMPV situation and guide local authorities in implementing appropriate measures. The ministry will also provide accurate information to the public to avoid panic. The Ho Chi Minh City Department of Health emphasized that HMPV is not a new virus and is a common cause of respiratory infections in children. In Ho Chi Minh City, HMPV accounts for 12.5% of respiratory infections in children, compared to 44.6% for rhinovirus, 41.1% for SRV, and 25% for influenza A. To commemorate the 75th anniversary of the Traditional Day of Vietnamese Students, the Secretariat of the Vietnam Student Association of Gangneung City hosted a celebratory program at Nam Gangneung University on the afternoon of January 8. The program opened with an address by Mr. Trần Việt Tuấn, Deputy Secretary of the City Youth Union and Chairman of the Vietnam Student Association of Gangneung City, commemorating the 75th anniversary of the Traditional Day of Vietnamese Students. His speech emphasized its historical significance while fostering national pride and inspiring students to embrace dynamism and creativity in contributing to the nation's development. A conference was held on the morning of January 9 by the Youth Union of the City Business Bloc to review the work accomplished in 2024 and to formulate work program for the upcoming year, 2025. The City's Business Bloc Youth Union reviewed its 2024 successes, including exceeding targets for youth project 240% and task 120%. 1,435 members across 24 units actively participated in large-scale events. The conference outlined the 2025 work program, including the Spring of Love, Sharing the Heart campaign, aiming to distribute 300 dead gifts to those in need. During the conference, the Executive Committee of the City Business Bloc recognized 5 grassroots youth unions for outstanding performance and 18 units for successful task completion in 2024. To launch the Spring Volunteer campaign, the bloc also presented that to 20 workers facing difficulties. On January 9, Colonel Lục Đức Tiên, Deputy Commander of Naval Region 5, led a delegation to Nam Du Island to pay respect to victims of Storm No. 5 and visit officers and soldiers. At the memorial stele, the delegation paid their respect to the victims of Storm No. 5 with a solemn incense offering. Following this, the delegation visited Radar Station 600 and presented meaningful gifts to locals. The delegation also joined the soldiers in wrapping cakes, fostering camaraderie and strengthening the bond between the visiting delegation and the island station forces. This shared activity created a warm and welcoming atmosphere as they prepared to celebrate the upcoming Lunar New Year. The event not only strengthened camaraderie, but also promoted a spirit of solidarity and brought joy to the island community in anticipation of the 2025 Spring Festival. On January 8 afternoon, a delegation from the Department of Industry and Trade of Gangneung City and the People's Committee of Binh Thuy District visited Saigon Minh Tây Beer Joint Stock Company to discuss the company's production performance in 2024 and its plan for 2025. Saigon Minh Tây Beer Joint Stock Company reported 213 billion Vietnamese dong revenue in 2024, 93% of target, contributing over 192 billion to the state budget. Despite challenges, the company maintained employee welfare. Seeking 5% growth in 2025, the company recommended tax reductions, lower industrial park land rents, and practical support for the alcoholic beverage sector. The leaders of the Department of Industry and Trade and the People's Committee of Bentoi District acknowledged all the company's recommendations. They committed to conveying these suggestions to the Ministry of Industry and Trade and the City People's Committee for consideration and the development of supportive business policies. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.